Mark Megan's Weekly Roast. Proudly supported by Cialis for Men. Struggling with erectile dysfunction? It's nothing to be ashamed of. Cialis for Men 10mg film-coated tablets, which contains tadalafil, is now available without prescription. Just a quick, discreet chat with your pharmacist, in person or online, can help. Find it at pharmacies nationwide or visit www.cialisformen.ie for more details. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity. Always read the label.
Roast. How's it going, guys? How the hell are you? How are your hearts? And of course, how are your festive fucking mince pie heads?
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
You Christmas cunt. No. Mark Megan's Weekly Roast is proudly brought to you by Cialis for Men, helping you get and keep an erection, yours by the way, whenever you need it. I am so happy to be working with the brand that will help men, not just with their erections, but in realising that there is nothing to be embarrassed about. Isn't that right, Micheál?
Absolutely.
Well, okay, just relax. It's my read. Cialis pay me to do. Nearly 3 in 10 males have experienced ED, but only 1 in 4 are comfortable discussing that. Let's change that. Cialis for Men is now available without prescription from pharmacies nationwide. That's English for
nationwide.
It's my read. All it takes is a quick chat with your pharmacist and you're off to the races. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity, contains tadalafil. Always read the label. Michael, are you able? I took my daughter to see Santa.
It looked amazing.
It was great.
Was it?
It was the most magical moment yet.
Did she know what was going on?
No, but the jumper that I wore got to be surreptitiously posted on Instagram.
Okay, yes.
People got to see my new jumper, but I got to do it in a way that looked wholesome.
Yes.
Rather than saying it's a fit check.
It was a lovely jumper.
You fucking fools. You fell for a hook, line and sinker. It was amazing.
Was it?
Bringing your daughter to see Santa for the first time is a coming of age moment. It's beautiful.
I'd imagine so.
Yeah, it was really... I got a message from someone about it. We posted it on Instagram.
Sure, yeah.
Because, of course, like, it's not really parenting unless you do.
No.
That would be sort of my rule of thumb with it.
Yeah, I agree.
If you're not doing the nice things to then post on social media, it's sort of like charity work. I'm not giving to the homeless unless someone's recording this. Do you know what I mean? A few slices of pizza, damn right.
Yeah.
Get the TikTok.
Do you know what I mean? Count otherwise.
Doesn't count otherwise. Now give it back. Give it back. My phone battery was low, Rufus. That's a horrific indictment of men named Rufus to suggest that they're all transient. Nevertheless, do you know what I mean, though? That if you're doing something wholesome as a parent,
totally,
get the fucking camera going.
Great, great engagement.
That is it. It's all about the crying in your car, being a father. I'd sort of done the crying thing with the book. I only had one option left. Nevertheless, talk Rosie to see Santa. Greatest thing ever. Yeah. Absolutely beautiful. Post a video on Instagram.
Hi, Mark. Was that Santa one of your Santas, or is it a Santa other people can go and visit?
No.
Excuse me?
Is that Santa one of your friends, or is it a Santa anyone can go to?
What do you mean? Is that a mate of mine, Nicholas? Do you know what I mean?
It was the Father Christmas.
Is that a mate of mine, Nicholas, who I grew up beside and somehow met a woman, a Germanic, busty, matronly lady named Mrs. Klaus, who he eloped to the fucking North Pole with? Do you know what I mean?
That's outrageous.
It's complete manic mania.
Maybe he just liked the look of that Santa.
How does this person have an email address? How are they able to navigate the difference between like an iPad and their fridge, right? To then set up an Instagram account, to then scroll through Instagram and go, I'm going to ask a person, is that one of his mates? Just one of his mates in a log cabin in the back garden with a fire, chestnuts open on the roasting fire. Do you know chest, whatever the fucking thing is?
Chestnuts.
It's the other Cosby I know more about.
Oh.
Ooh. No, not Bing. Bill.
Stay
up with the predators. Nevertheless. Do you know what I mean? Ah, yeah, that's just Jonesy.
Yeah, yeah.
Jonesy, yeah, yeah. He used to work for the HSE. Now he lives in his back garden. He set up one of those stupid tiki bars during COVID, which he got absolutely no use out of, as nobody did, by the way.
Of course, yeah.
Even as an alcoholic, yeah. No one would get... Building a bar in your garden, it's like every man's obsession, which I still have, is buying a mini fridge.
Sure.
You don't need it.
Yeah.
Waterbeds and mini fridges. I still find myself on Black Friday going, now's the time.
Now.
We'll get a mini fridge.
Let's pull the trigger.
Because I feel like American movies growing up, they were like... You know, they had like cans of Coke in the fridge at all time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. It wasn't mates dressed as Santa.
It's a weird mixer, or a weird hobby to have.
It's the Christmas season.
Yes.
I'm feeling the festive fury.
Fury?
Yeah, tis the season.
Wouldn't be like it to make something joyous.
We need to have a wider... Okay, obviously you've got the housing crisis.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And many things. We also need to have a conversation about people standing at the bottom of escalators and shops. And thinking that is the location to have a good catch-up.
Oh, because that's the same thing.
I honestly think that nobody deserves to be No, can't. Just can't. Nobody deserves to be hit in the face with a snooker ball in a sock, okay?
Wow.
But if you're the type of person to go to the cinema and use that as the opportune location to have a catch-up with fucking Bernadette, okay? I'm talking swing that sock around... Full Metal Jacket style, back into Nuala, who's got the three back and sides. Do you know what I mean? The fucking rural Irish middle aged buzz cut. Do you know what I mean?
The way you're winding up, feel the there's tension here.
People who stand at the bottom of escalators and think, "Will we just? Do you know what?
We don't know where we're going, but why don't we go to the bottom of the step and then think about it?
Do you know what I mean? Get out." You're not able for real life.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to go on the airwaves and just say, this is how escalators work. Irish people are inept entirely when it comes to it.
Are you a fan of the, like, standing to the
Stand on the right, yeah. Move on the left. It's not that difficult. It's genuinely not that difficult. One of the few things that I've picked up in London that I actually still think was stands to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Notwithstanding the alcoholism and the suffocating low self-esteem. Do you know what? It's also the season of...
What?
It's also a season of stopping and seeing some clown that you met in a nightclub in 2013. Mm. Oh, how are you? Yeah, yeah, gee, yeah, yeah. Just in for it. Yeah. I'm only starting today. Yeah, no, I know. Fucking hell, yeah, the missus. Well, anyway, we must get a drink or a coffee. Oh, the coffee over next few weeks. There's no chance of me ever getting a coffee with you.
Never.
Could host a coffee morning for a very valid cause and I drive the other way. These promises that we're making to gimps... Do you know what I mean?
I'll give you a buzz, man.
Ah, jeez, I haven't seen you in ages. There's a reason. It's not just by accident.
That's
there
been an effort on my part.
It's a conscious decision to not be in each other's lives. Jesus, I haven't seen you since we both actively agreed to live different lives.
Yes.
I'm not that fucking festive that all of a sudden I want to break bread with somebody who got head. It's trying to rhyme. Nevertheless, welcome back to the Weekly Roast. Okay, now guys, this is a public warning, not about escalators. Just before we start, this first voice note is potentially very damaging to both me, Michael, the organist. It's definitely not. I can see the producer through the glass like, oh God. Nevertheless, this one is very inflammatory, right? So I'm going to refuse to comment on the minor details.
Yes.
But let's just say this would rival any viral party from...
The capital.
Oh.
Yeah, Cork. Nice. The Cork people say that.
Yeah, yeah,
they don't
yeah.
say it enough, I feel.
Oh, do they not?
Cork people don't talk about being from Cork enough.
It's something that it's quite understated.
You know the way Italians, every second sentence is, well, in Italy. Yeah, we get it. You're from Italian. You're Italy.
You're from
damn,
Italian.
Damn. Let's go.
About 8 years ago, I worked for a company and the Christmas party was on and I couldn't go to it. So I arrived into their offices and when I went in, I said, oh, how's the Christmas party last week? And I was met with like dead silence. No one said anything. And then I got a message from one of the directors. And he was like, oh, do you want to go for coffee with me off site? I need to talk to you about something. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, grand. I was quite friendly with him. So it wasn't like it was out of the norm. So anyway, I went off, had coffee with him. And he was really, really like agitated. And I was like, what do you want to talk about? And he was like, basically, the Christmas party, he was like, I got myself into this situation. Long story short, he got into a taxi with people we worked with.
Okay.
And there was a couple of people who didn't know he were with them.
Oh.
And they ended up going back to his hotel room. He wasn't from that country. And he went back, they went all went back to his hotel room and they had an after party.
Yeah.
So he said he ragged up this big massive bill for like drinks and everything that was coming through. And BLTs. It was all gone back onto the company. So he's like all unfucked, basically. So then he mentioned in more detail and he started getting really, really cagey and told me that he had no recollection of what happened in the hotel room. He didn't know half the people that were there. And he woke up the next morning to his phone ringing from the CEO. And the CEO was looking for his son's girlfriend.
No.
Apparently, his son's girlfriend was asleep in the director's hotel room.
No.
So he has to get her into a taxi, send her off home. Her bodyguard died in her phone, all this kind of stuff. So anyway, she went off on her merry way.
Christmas.
Cut a long story short. It got really, really awkward. The vibe in the office was totally off for months. People couldn't look at each other. People started dropping like flies and left. One of the girls left, who had been working on the team for years, didn't give any notice, just sent an email, I'm not returning back to work. No reasons given. And it was all just kind of brushed on the carpet. It was just said for personal reasons she wasn't coming back. The only thing on the cake was, 9 months later, the CEO's now daughter-in-law gave birth to a baby.
No.
So you can put two and two together on that.
Sex.
On what happened at the Christmas party. But I have never in my life been so happy
Willy's.
That I wasn't able to attend a Christmas party and wasn't involved in the office scandal.
We've established sex. Enough. Oh my God.
That. I don't think it gets worse than that.
Well, it does. If she was murdered.
I mean,
if it was in the Chateau Marmont and it was like Hollywood lore and everyone makes, very intriguing, isn't it? Oh, maybe she was Manson. Maybe she was one of Charles. It doesn't matter. She was murdered. Stop poeticizing death, please, true crime perverts. Do you know what I mean, though?
I do.
Oh, in the bushes in Jim.
What was your man's name? What's the Irish director?
From the from the briars to the brambles. Sophie Tusk. Yeah, she's dead.
She was brutally murdered.
A woman
murdered.
Has been murdered. From the briars to the brambles, not far where the blowins enjoyed, they quaffed their champagne. What accent is that, Timothy? Do you know what I mean? But a woman has been murdered here. Stop putting this like ghoulish music on as if it's all mystical. Yeah. Oh, it's a Hibernian mystery. Yes, a woman has been bludgeoned to death.
Yes.
Where's the gate? Release the files. Release the gates.
It's all out now.
It's all out. Nevertheless,
yeah.
Mental.
So
what do you think happened? So the director, a lot of high position people in this office.
Yes.
He's also very much revealing a lot to this person.
Yes.
How's it going, Susan? You're the new temp, aren't you? Across the road to the Costa. I've impregnated one of them. You know what I mean? We're one of these real, look, we're one great big family here. I fucked the boss's daughter's son. Do you know what I mean? Whatever.
It's very flat management structure.
Yeah. Don't know what that means. I worked in
levels
LinkedIn.
Of management.
I worked in LinkedIn, but hated it all the time because I dormant dreams of doing podcasting. Thank you for feeding my dreams. Will you be the podcaster tomorrow? Anyway.
Shut up.
Okay. Sorry, we're in a new studio today. Yeah. And there's a glass window where people can see in. And I'm just
You're literally performing.
Yeah, but I'm also afraid.
Yeah, okay,
so I'm managing my nerves by just taking the little pistols out of my boxers and just chill, taking everyone down.
I'm with you.
So he had sex with the boss's son's fiance.
Yes.
And then 9 months later...
She is with child.
She had a child, yes. Okay.
I don't think you need to be Columbo to figure out what happened.
No, meanwhile, other people in the office are dropping like flies.
The after sesh.
After
like, you can't
sessions.
Be bringing people back.
Back to the hotel.
Oh,
he was ordering drinks and other stuff. The other stuff on a hotel bill is inconsequential, surely. 11 p.m. room service. Like, what do you have? We can do you a toasty, maybe? Yeah. Okay, Grant. You know what I mean? It's the booze and shagging that the issue is.
It's no one's not, complaining about the chicken wings.
There's an 11 euro mozzarella pizza made with cheddar. Do you know what I mean? You know those horrific after-hour room service pizzas? The breadiest things. Forget the cuisine de France and let's look at the cuisine de pants.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, some knickers.
This story could ruin people's lives.
Yeah.
Like, it is really bad.
In fact, you're right. So let's take the mature line here.
Yeah.
We'll just continue. We won't even comment further.
Okay.
Because who are we to morally judge?
Of course.
Anyway, next up, we've got a few clowns from Roscommon. Let's go.
Hi, guys. Absolutely love the show. This is not my story. It's my friend's, but she knows I'm sending this in. But please, hide my voice. It's actually her four-year anniversary yesterday, to her getting fired. She called the general manager a ginger cunt.
Okay.
But to be fair, it was warranted because people were saying, God, you look really well, la, la, la. She said, yeah, I've joined the Uni Slim and I've lost a stone. To which he laughed and said, where? Off your big toe.
No.
And then, like, the whole fucking table went silent. Like, it was so awkward. So that's when she said, you're a ginger cunt. In she went on the Monday anyway, was called into the office, was fired, and she left that day. She continued to go back on the Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday until the guards were called Thursday morning. And so, yeah, we call her the OG Enoch Burke.
Oh, that is outrageous. This woman has been done so dirty by life. It's outrageously unfair. So she is fat shamed.
Yes.
Commons.
You can't be calling someone a ginger cunt.
I think you can.
No, you can't.
I think you can.
Really?
I think on the sort of totem pole of insults, right? Mm. You know, race is at the top.
Yeah.
Race or abilities.
Yes.
You know, if you are... ginger is obviously, it's nothing that people can, you know, it's not they can't intentionally shed. Yeah. They could wear hats. They could do the rest of us a solid and go bald.
Jesus Christ.
Look, it's a hill I'm willing to die on.
If there's one thing I've always said.
These freaks are a social fucking eyesore. And if you think I'm bringing Rosie up in a world where she is to be exposed to these dirty Auburn bastards. My daughter smiles. No, insanity. Obviously, I'm joking.
Yes.
But let's say that's a joking before I get a message from somebody going, hi, Mark, gentle reminder just to say that people's hair follicles isn't that... I know, okay?
Obviously.
Off to a different podcast with you. I think she's totally in her rights. So she's opened up about something she's really proud of. She's done incredible. She's lost how much?
A stone.
Okay, fantastic. Grant. A stone in Uni Chim. Or Slim. Sorry.
Uni Slim.
So she's been to Uni Slim. Sorry. She's been to Uni Slim. Yes. She's lost a stone. Feeling good about herself. She's out at her Christmas party and she's like, you know what, Jesus, I've actually lost a stone. That's, I think that...
Totally.
Anybody who has been on a weight loss journey before, any stage of the spectrum.
Yeah.
I think that's you look forward to that moment.
Totally.
Anytime I've said, right, this is it, I look forward to the moment to be able to say to somebody, by the way, I've actually lost. You know, if someone goes to you, Jesus, have you lost weight?
Yeah.
And you go, yeah, I've actually lost a stone.
Yeah.
So I can, you know, that probably meant a huge amount to her.
I'm totally with you.
So she waddles into, no, you can't, that you can't, okay, I'm not going there. But so she says to this bastard,
yeah,
oh, I've lost a stone, and he goes, from your toe. Dirt. I think it's totally...
He is...
I think it's totally okay to say that he's
an arsehole of the highest order. You cannot call someone a ginger cunt
in
the
workplace.
Is it
the gingerness or the cunt? The cunt?
Oh, it's the cunt.
Yeah.
It's like... Because if someone's going to have a pop at you about your weight,
yeah,
you can maybe give them a retort, you know, with ginger. But like...
If she said you're a ginger ferret...
Fine.
You're a dirty little rat-nosed weasel fuck. How does your wife shag you? You dirty little strawberry-headed rodent boy with your little Jiminy Cricket snicket dick hanging out of your little giblets. Do you know what I mean?
That was lovely.
Tony. Like, do you know what I mean? But like, do you think that would be fine?
Honestly, yes. Okay. Once you drop the C-bomb, you're done. You're gone.
Yeah, there's no... It's hard to come back.
Yeah.
So,
no, unfortunately, yeah. Now, the refusing to... leave the office is a bit...
So, sorry, that's the... Yeah. So she keeps going to work.
Yeah.
And they're like, please leave.
You're done.
You're
trespassing now.
You're now trespassing.
Yeah.
And she just refuses.
Yes.
And they're not able... not able to move her.
No.
What?
Oh, no.
No, I'm asking her, like, legally speaking. Legally speaking. Steady on, my boy. Oniva.
Hi, Mark. So this was back in, I think, maybe 2018. And we were all at a work Christmas party. Everything was grand. We worked in, I won't say the name of the place, but it was a, you know, kind of just like a takeaway food joint. And all went fine at the Christmas party. No, nothing crazy. And then we all went back to one of the staff members' house afterwards. And, you know, usual house party shenanigans. Like, we were all in our late 20s, early 20s at the time. And we were all upstairs kind of having a bit of a sing-song in one of the bedrooms.
Oh, God.
And we could hear a lot of commotion coming from the hallway. And one of the lads went out and came back in horrified. And we were like, what, what? And he told us all, shush, shush, shush. And everyone kind of went quiet. And yeah, there was rumblings in the hallway. And one of the other lads peeked out. And yeah, our manager was riding one of the other staff members who was much younger than her now. Not that it should matter, but, you know, we were all kind of like, oh no, does he think he's going to like lose his job if he doesn't do this, or what's happening here? But she was an absolute mental case. Anyway, the best of times. Needless to say, she called in on annual leave then for about a week after that and quit the job soon after. No one squeals on her or anything, but it was.
Good God.
Wow.
It's giving CX Christmas party.
Yes.
Isn't it? And June is the regional manager of all the CEX stores.
Yeah.
So she's got a bit of swagger about her.
She does.
She's got a keychain on her belt that has like 67,000.
Yeah.
You know this opens the iPods. You know I can access Nintendo Switch, PS5 and the fucking Xbox any time of the day or night. Even on the weekend hours when I'm not in the rotor. Now, who wants a bit of minge? Do you know what I mean? Just swash the Doritos out of the way before you slide it
stop.
In there, Carl.
Oh, Jesus, stop, stop.
And now we'll go out to the stairs here. Give me a good spin.
Yeah, go somewhere romantic, the hallway.
Sorry, we're at a party and we all snuck up to a bedroom to listen to fucking acoustic guitar music. What's the world coming to? That's actually more disturbing than Class A drugs.
That's more disturbing than the hallway sex.
Do you know what I mean? Sneaking up to a bedroom to fucking watch someone play the guitar, that is worse than doing drugs. I can tell you now, every parent's worst nightmare is knowing that your teenager is at a party and then him and a few of his mates have snuck upstairs and you're like, oh fuck, I better go up and check. And they knock on the door and you hear scrambling around and just listen closely and just hear, there's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. Our dreams, they are made out of hell. This whole pseudo-Hawaiian bullshit is hell on earth.
Yeah.
Do some drugs, children. If there's one thing that I've always said.
You've always said it.
Gen Z need to get back in the gear. Maybe they'd be slightly more tolerable. No. Shag it on a staircase.
Yeah.
What is this, Cluedo? Do you know what I mean, though, like?
Yeah, it's a lot.
It can't be comfortable.
No.
No one's ever that. No, you can never be that horny.
No, you really can't. But I feel like, and there's this weird animalistic thing with Christmas parties because people
work. Did you say with people who work in CEX stores?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, ah, come on. You can't have a go at the piercings.
No, but with Christmas parties, because you're with people you spend a lot of time with. There's a lot of pent up
shit. Yes.
So I feel like you have people tearing each other apart, even on hallways.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Still not okay, though.
No, still not okay, but definitely, yeah. Okay, on Eva.
Hi, Mark and Mick. Season's greetings. So this is Christmas Party 2013. This lad I was flirting with, get on well with, that I worked with, we went upstairs afterwards. The Christmas party was done in the hotel. One thing led to another. And after it was done, he removed the condom and he put it to the side.
Oh.
And I was looking at him going, you're going to throw it away. And he went, we're done. And he went, no, I'm going to hold on to that to the next round.
No. So,
like, okay.
That is just peeling it back. Like, you know, do you ever get that cookie dough to make at home?
Yeah.
I know that you never really know how to peel the thing back, so you just sort of get a knife cut off.
That's disgusting.
Absolutely.
That's disgusting.
Reusing condoms.
Oh my God.
Question for you.
Go on.
Do they become less effective?
I don't want to even think about that.
But I wonder though, do they?
No, well, I'm sure they don't.
Any science fans out there? Any condom fans? Any Durex aficionados? Get in touch with the show.
Please, let us know your thoughts.
That is...
it's disgusting.
As you might say, my boy, derangement. Oh, guys, I hope you're enjoying the weekly roast, my favourite time of the week. And I did just want to remind you, of course, that the justgoodstuff.ie merch, if you want it for Christmas, and if you want to get somebody that you love some merchandise, one of the Derangement hoodies or one of the Christmas merch, bits of Christmas merch or the F Off and t-shirts or any of that, you only have 5 days left to order. Mm. On December the 7th, after December the 7th, they can't guarantee delivery prior to Christmas. So if you've enjoyed laughing with us over the last year, get on to justgoodstuff.ie and get yourself or somebody that you know and love a lovely t-shirt, hoodie or what have you.
Indeed.
Nevertheless, it's the roast of office Christmas parties. Let's continue on. Michael, it gets a bit loose from here on out, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
So hold on to your hats, guys. Hold on to your hearts. This is, as you might say, my boy, the derangement section.
Let's go.
Hi, Mark. So this story goes back to probably the Celtic Tiger times, when the office party was a night away down the country with like a house rented for everyone to stay. So the company was kind of small and there was like kind of level entry level jobs for younger people coming out of direct out of college or direct out of school, and that they train there. So anyway, we had the party and one of the younger girls took herself off to bed and woke up to the creepy, creepy, creepy 60-year-old boss.
Oh, God.
Totally in the nip, standing in her bedroom. So he later claimed that he'd been sleepwalking, which was total bull. But HR got involved and then... not long afterwards, this young entry-level person arrived into work with the brand new car. Yeah, So that's how that went down. But yeah, he was still a creep for a long time afterwards, but there was no more work nights away.
Brilliant. Just flagrant sexual harassment, followed by silencing of the victims with material goods. Good stuff.
The Celtic Tiger.
Let's laugh our way to the sunset. The good old days.
Yes.
The Celtic Tiger. When you could just sexually assault somebody and get away with it by buying them a fucking Mazda. Do you know what I mean?
I don't believe in sleepwalking at all.
No, sleepwalking is legit.
No, but like in a situation like...
I will say, not in defence of this assailant here, because there is no defending him. Sleepwalking, people who sleepwalk are known to piss.
Are they?
It's a really common thing that if people sleepwalk, that they piss.
Really?
But again, there's a difference between sleepwalking and pissing versus like sleepwalking and having three Russian brassers beneath the coffee table and getting them to urinate all over your chin. Do you know what I mean? And if you've gone to a golf trip to Dubai with the lads for the weekend, do you know what I mean? Oh, bloody sleepwalking again, missus. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Then it's a slightly separate proposition.
4 p.m.
So him managing to get out of his hotel room using the little key card and then going, fuck, if I take it out, the light's going to be off when I go out. Here you are.
Go on.
Put your debit card.
Always.
Always.
Yeah.
If you get into a hotel room, just put your debit card into the yoke immediately. Keeps the electricity on for the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you've got a cold room, leave the heating on, or hot room, cool it down when you're gone.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's sleepwalking, manages to get up out of bed, robots over to the hallway. Yeah. Gets his key code out of the key card out of the thing. Yeah. Opens the door. Oh, which one's Jessica in? Oh, 416. Okay, down to 416. Yeah. How did he get into that room? There's a vital part of this story missing. How did he get access to the hotel room?
A classically open plan hotel.
Classic open plan, sort of dormitory. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was about to say something outrageous there, and I'm fucking so glad I caught myself because you would have had to re-record. But Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Again, Full Metal Jacket style, sort of army military style, just a row of beds.
They were in Killery.
They were in Killery Adventure Centre, you know, and they go down and then he is just nude.
Yes.
I mean, there's a vital piece here. Is he erect? It doesn't make it any better if he's not, by the way.
No.
It's still a penis. Look, and I've always said this. A penis is a penis, my friends. Yeah. And these are serious things.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that.
Okay.
The next time. No, but so, do you know what I mean?
It's just...
I always wonder about that. It's always guys of that age, like, what are they getting? What are they getting from that? Like, you know when you get into the... If anyone's a fan of sea swimming, there's always one local pervert who takes that bit too long.
They do.
And then he's like, just as he's got the briefcase or the briefs up, like, but just a millimetre beneath his sack, which is sort of just above the kneecap, given his age.
Oh, God.
You know, and then he just, like, he leaves it there and then goes, ah, Declan, how are you getting on? You're like, bro, just, it will take half a second to just cover your genitals, but he stays there.
Yeah, yeah.
With the phallic, huge, by the way. Like a fucking driver in a golf bag, this massive yoke, kind of swinging. They're getting something from it, even though it's completely flaccid.
Yeah.
Freaks. Would you be a nude shower guy?
A nude shower?
Yeah.
Of course I'd be a nude shower.
No, I'm not talking about at home, Chief. I'm talking about, like, in public.
It doesn't really bother me, but I just prefer showering at home anyway.
Okay, well, you're a complete loon then.
Oh, why?
You don't shower in public. You play loads of sports with men. And you're like, see ya, guys. I forgot my Timmy toggies.
No, that, there's nothing wrong with that.
You ginger cunt. No, but like...
If I said I shower with lads, you'd be like, oh. Like, oh, you would.
No, I wouldn't, Michael.
Mark, how are you? Love the pod. Keep up the good work. Christmas, I think it was 2012, 2013, manager was getting married over the Christmas period. And few of us were joking in the office to say, oh, maybe we should get the manager a lap dance. It was the day of the Christmas party. And we floated the idea around thinking it wouldn't... be okayed by the boss, and the boss was like, yeah, sure, go ahead. So ordered a stripper to come to the office at lunchtime. No one was drinking at this time. Heck, it was during working day. She calls up to the office, dressed as a policewoman, walks into the office and goes, which one of you is Tom? And he was in the meeting with our boss at the time, and the two of them just pointed at each other. And she drags him out into the main office floor. So there's about 20 of us in the office at the time. Gives him a lap dance, off his shirt.
Yeah.
Gives him a lap dance.
There was
cream involved, a banana.
Oh.
And then she got him to get down on all fours, put a lead around him and made him go around the office barking like a dog. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Emil. This is really given like South Dublin guy gets job in modern tech company.
Yes.
And they're like, guys, it's Hansel's birthday on Friday. Any suggestions in the Microsoft Teams chat? And like Una from the Netherlands is like, oh, well, I think he really likes Stranger Things. So maybe I was thinking we could all put together Euros each and maybe get him like a Stranger Things tote bag. And then, like, Ian from Bristol is like, oh, there's a new axe throwing thing we could do. We could always a bit of team building, do a bit of axe throwing.
I was thinking stripper.
Do you know what I mean? Gaz from Ranala.
There's these ones with huge cans you can get online now. He looks like a boob man.
Especially since the wife. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That is unbelievably accurate.
It's just our South Dublin guys who can't realise that we're not in the locker room anymore.
Yeah, we're not in sixth year.
Yeah, get that bitch out here. Where's that little bitch tits? Is he in the office? Yeah, man, he is. He's just on a meeting there. Oi, bitch tits, get the fuck out of here. Do you know what I mean? Jocks, in the closet jocks.
Yeah.
The in-the-closet jock is the greatest thing ever.
Absolutely.
You see them all over the place these days. Guys who grew up in changing rooms, right? Mm. And they're now forced to work in, like, tech.
They have to be in, like, a normal society.
Yeah, and then, like, they have to sit beside some sort of Swiss guy called Fred who's like, hey, you like my odd socks? And in his head, he's just like, I'd love to beat the piss out of you. but he can't because he's getting paid 150k on sales.
His
job.
Boss is like a juggler.
Yeah. His boss does one of those, which is, by the way, the token, the final frontier for being a pervert is doing one of those slackline things in the woods.
Yeah.
Any sort of urban park, if you've walked, and there's always one crusty white guy with dreadlocks doing the slackline. Yes. That is the final frontier for European gimpishness. And he just has to sit there like, hey, you want to join a get? There's a bit of a troop of us like to go down to Victoria Park and do a bit of slackline in the weekend. No, you're grand, actually. Grit, like holding his hands beneath the table, wanting to beat the fuck out of all his superiors. Be like, this is bullshit. At least I won the S, though. Bitch, let's go.
Hey, Mark. Yes, I'd like to stay anonymous, please. So a couple of years ago, worked in a company that was incredibly toxic to work in. So there's loads of stories from it. But one of the absolute best was the chief finance officer was absolutely hammered at the Christmas party, went back to the office when everyone else was finishing up their night out, and he wrecked the place, trashed the whole office, broke computers, broke glass panel doors, just absolutely trashed the place, and then fell asleep on the couch in the office and was found the following morning. And he continued to work thereafter and everything got replaced, which pretty much shows the toxicity that...
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Absolutely savage, horrendous, violent, traumatic things happening, and then everybody just moving along not talking about it.
Yeah.
You've just roasted every single Irish family. Oh, somebody has a huge, outrageous outburst.
Let's never talk about it again. Move on.
He wasn't himself. He threw a barbecue at Nana. Philip wasn't feeling a bit of himself on the weekend, just in case. He grilled his dick. Okay, and then poured the punch over grandfather's lap. Do you know what I mean? This sort of fictional family barbecue where everything just goes mad.
Of course, yeah.
Sort of surrealist in anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't be trashing things out of rage.
No. But also if you do, leave. Falling asleep beside the crime scene is a bit, you know.
I'm into that.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm into that. Somebody messaged in yesterday saying that this grad got pissed at their office party and he went up to the director of the company and he said that their marketing department needed more vision. Let's fucking go.
Oh, Jesus.
I love that. Let's fucking go.
Not at a Christmas party.
Hear me out. In 2025, it should become more, in Ireland, culturally appropriate to call people out for being shit at their jobs. I don't care. Oh, excuse me, you're not doing a job. Cool, fuck off.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me, you don't care about the job. Cool, nobody needs to care about the job. But you need to... Using your ambivalence towards the work as a justification for your ineptitude is not good enough. You don't care. Cool. We will get somebody who does care.
Yeah.
Let's work with people who care. Lack of passion, lack of enthusiasm, don't care. If you don't have it, that's fine. Not everybody can like their job. We get that. But if that's affecting your ability to do your job, you should be able to call that out. And I do think marketing across the board, particularly in Ireland, it's so safe. It's so boring. It's so derivative. It's so just like, oh, let's look at what they did in London 9 years ago. Just like our fucking interior design in restaurants, for the most part.
Yeah.
Oh, what do they do? Oh, in London 17 years ago, they started calling restaurants girls' names. Let's do that everywhere now. Let's just call everywhere Angie's, Willie's, Mandy's, Pundy's, Willie's, Bums. They're all Willie's. Do you know what I mean, though? Boring. Have a fucking vision. Have the balls to be different and to make mistakes.
But that's not the Irish way, though.
No.
Yes.
My granddad grilled his dick at a barbecue. And nobody talks about it. Oh, he just wasn't feeling himself. He had a paracetamol that morning. I mustn't have agreed with him. Yeah. He punched a hole in a tree. And he did a poo in the air fryer. The guy's lost his mind.
You know, he's a bit of a colourful sort of fella.
He sexually harassed 9 bar women. Do you know what I mean? He's barred from every pub south of Tipperary. you never know what would come out of him. His hands. Like Ganesh. Grabbing people left, right and centre. This new studio, man, it's making me volatile.
It's very interesting space.
I'm not comfortable. I'm like a corner. Nevertheless, What was this again? Oh, your man trashed the...
Yeah.
Yeah, and he got the, and he still had the job. Let's just say his uncle obviously was the CEO.
Obviously.
Do you know what I mean? Oliva.
So, this wasn't my staff Christmas party. It was another department in my organization's Christmas party. And I heard it from people who work in the building.
Okay.
So, an employee who was a bit of an oddball, the type who'd add every single person in the job to Facebook, randomly uploaded a video to his Facebook page of himself playing with himself.
Good stuff.
And then he just went to his office Christmas party that evening as if nothing happened.
Oh.
And all the staff there had seen at this point.
Brilliant.
And they were really awkward around him, like, you know, moving away. Didn't really want to chat to him because of what they seen. It was so outrageous. And he went home and then posted a really long status on Facebook, giving out indirectly about how rude and ignorant people could be and, you know, the neck of some people. And people don't know if he realised he uploaded that video.
He realised.
He did.
Let's just establish one clear fact here. Okay. For everybody listening across the internet. When a man sends a video or pictures of his penis, I would say 99 times out of 98 he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
One doesn't just upload a video of themselves wanking to Facebook. By the way, recording themselves in the first place, performing such an act.
Yeah.
Surely that would be counter, you know, intuitive to the boner.
Totally, yeah.
If that was me, right, I'd just be like, brilliant, you're a loser. Do you know what I mean? I'd have to phone up and I'd be just roasting myself. You pathetic, stupid motherfucker. Choking myself. What are you still about? No, but like, me just uploading that to the Go Loud Facebook later.
This week's clip.
I just want to think about his routine for the sort of... So he's got the Christmas party, has a wank, films himself doing it, gets it up onto the Facebook group for the workplace. Everybody sees it. I love the way he's like, oh, people just see it and then, oh, I mightn't talk to Greg at the Christmas party. Why? Do you not work together closely? No, just that video of him wanking. Yeah, I don't
know. Just saw him ejaculate.
Yeah, I just saw his withered cock in his mitt and it's not really the festive fucking feeling that I'm looking for this Friday. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I might just go over to the water cooler and talk to Anya about the divorce. Do you know what I mean? Have you figured out the house yet? Who's getting the kids? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Are you splitting the Kia down halfway or... Do you know what I mean, though?
I'm with you.
It's not... I feel like everything in this situation is bananas. The wanking, the videoing, the Facebook, the workplace. But then, like, him showing up to the Christmas party.
Hey, well, guys.
Him pointing to the mistletoe. Anybody? No. You're a pervert. People are perverts.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And then the status afterwards, you know, nobody gets
the status. But, like, sorry, this guy's just a complete loon, by the way. Any, it's like anybody that ever begins any sentence with, this is an open letter. Gone.
Gone.
Gone. Goodbye. If I see any pseudo-liberal writing on Instagram that, this is an open letter to Enda Kenny. This is an open letter to Leo Varadkar. No one cares. Your points are inarticulate, moronic, and you shouldn't have access to the internet.
Enda Kenny will not be reading it.
Send an email to the office. He's not going to look at your Facebook. Do you know what I mean?
I do. I kind of miss, though, like, that there was a golden age of Facebook because it was their first proper social media.
Yeah.
There was a lot of weird shit on there for a couple of years.
There was. If you go onto it now, it's a graveyard of logic.
Oh, yeah.
It's complete insanity.
Yeah. It's, we have
there's a video currently of my dick doing the rounds on the Go Live WhatsApp. Anyway, I'm off to get ready for the party. See you later, you antisocial freaks.
Hi, Mark. We were going to our Christmas party and we had to go to a different county. We hadn't been working in the company for a full year, so it was our first Christmas party. We were driving down in the car, general chit-chat, and she said, when I get a few drinks, I mean, make sure I don't go off with anyone because I really love my boyfriend, and ended up shagging three lads in her office.
Good stuff. The decent stint.
You don't love your boyfriend.
Well, I don't know. I'm not one to define or describe what love is.
Mm.
nor am I here to shame anybody
okay.
for their choices with regards to who they have sex with or don't have sex with. Three in one night feels like a lot. Feels like it's not conventional.
It's above the mean.
If you're in a relationship, having sex with three lads feels like a lot of lads that aren't your boyfriend. Saying to one of your colleagues, please don't let me shag people tonight, feels like a heavy request. I can understand, hey, if I get fucking loose tonight, will you just make sure we get into an Uber home? Totally understand that.
I'm with you.
Or listen, if I end up doing shots, will you keep me away from aiming from accounts because it's a bell end? Yeah, I can totally understand that.
Yeah.
Listen, if I end up doing a bit of hooch tonight, don't let me shag three lads. You can't be putting that burden on someone.
No.
Do you know what I mean? That is a loss. It's a responsibility that weighs a ton on somebody's shoulders.
You're a person on a mission if you're getting through three.
Surely after the second lad, you're going,
oh, I'm not that type of partner.
Oh, yeah, what time is it now? Right, well, I've got 50 missed calls from Chris. I've missed the Uber. My arse is raw. I'm going to have to douse myself in pseudo-creme.
Oh, my God.
And is that Eamon from accounts? He's always been a bit of a plonker. I might shag him. Three shags is bananas.
It's a loss.
Surely after shag number one and a half, people, words getting round. Yeah. It becomes like one of those things with your one Molly May. What's her name?
What's Lily her? Phillips or...
What's your one's name again?
Bonnie Blue and Lily
Okay,
Phillips.
There he yeah. knew it quickly.
Ah,
person number 268 in the queue. You with the balaclava and the semi. Looking like a misplaced member of Kneecap. With the fucking heart on. Yeah, no, I'd have no problem. Have you seen those videos? The interviews with the lads. I just always lacked her consent, you know. And no, personally, I wouldn't have any issue with it. Like, it's her choice. Good God. The world is over. We never deserved autonomy.
No.
If there's a higher power, now is the time. Come back.
We need a rat.
We don't know what we're doing. We have lost total control. If you're out there, please, now, just
we're calling.
Press the button, reset.
Yeah.
Hold the power off button for 6 seconds or whatever you need to do, and we'll all go again because it's just not working out.
No.
1,000 lads queuing up. It's just not good. In a civilized society, I don't believe that's feminism.
I agree.
It is fucking terrifying. But they're not taking numbers now, are they? Just because I know we got each other in the Secret yeah. Santa, and it was
I've reserved your place.
It
twice.
Was either that or AirPods off Timu. So, oh fuck!
Oh my God!
Let's go.
Hey Mark, how are you? I was invited to my friend's Christmas party a few years ago. It was a fancy dress. When we got there, it turns out it wasn't a fancy dress that had been scrapped, and we were dressed as Abba. She pushed me into the crowd. And needless to say, we were both mortified. Got on with the night, ended up getting pissed because I knew the barman. And basically, we were up dancing. Linda Martin was the entertainment for the night. We were so excited.
Really?
My friend in particular. And she shouted up to Linda Martin because she was pissed and was like, Linda, can I sing a song? And Linda Martin was not impressed by this.
Nah.
In the meantime, I was just so drunk that I ended up going back to the table. Some guy was talking to me in our job and I ended up falling asleep.
Brilliant.
Woke up to my friend roaring, crying that her head was hurting her. I didn't know what was going on. She didn't know what was going on. When we were going home, her wig had fallen off, like, and she was still crying going home. Turns out the wig was stuck to her boot as we were getting off the bus. She was
good
dragging
stuff.
It down the aisle.
Oh,
yeah. And the next day, she had a black eye.
Oh.
She had to contact her friends in work. Wouldn't go into work, rang in sick. And they said that some man had swung her around by the arms and let her go. And she went flying, whacked her head off the stage. And Linda Martin. So we laughed there to this day that Linda Martin got a right eyeful.
Brilliant.
Mm.
They sort of sound like complete and utter nightmare people.
Yeah. This isn't necessarily Christmas party stories.
It's just like, so you went to a party uninvited, dressed as ABBA. Okay. At first you were afraid. You were petrified. It's not ABBA.
Gloria Gaynor. Okay.
All right, Bonnie Blue. Bonnie fucking Blue Balls. December the 3rd, and he's all. Nevertheless.
Yeah.
So these two people dressed up as ABBA went to a Christmas party that wasn't fancy dress.
No.
You know what I mean?
I'd like, if no one else thought it was fancy dress, I based on their...
That's just a bit of fun, yeah, isn't it?
No, it's not fun.
Oh, it's just a bit of fun to go to gigs and shout out at things, because that's what we do. It's just a bit of fun we do on nights out. Play Christy. Play Joxer Goes to Stuttgart.
It's just, he's his first fucking song.
No, this next song is, whenever I was up in Norway, I used to play a song. I used to go down the fjords and there was a lovely little goulash boy I met.
Play Joxer Goes.
Anyway, he was a tiny little shepherd boy and he got cancer anyway in the end, so I brought him on tour with me.
Play Joxer Goes to Stuttgart.
Do you know what I mean? Have you ever seen Christy at Christmas? The people in the audience there should be lined up and tasered,
yes,
before they're allowed to take their seats.
It should be sedated.
It's a fucking zoo.
It is.
There should be somebody in the, like, Washington style or Lincoln style. Abraham Lincoln style, just up in the fucking galley, looking at the people in the stalls. As soon as you shout out at a gig, gone.
Gone.
Gone. I do not have any time. Just because you have paid for the experience, it does not make it your experience. Do you know what I mean?
I'm entirely with you.
Oh, I can't go in public anymore. I can't go to gigs because people destroy gigs.
Yeah, they do.
The worst thing about the world is the people.
Yes.
Nevertheless, so these two, right, they go to the Christmas party that they're not, that this person is not invited to. I respect the audacity. They go. She gets free drinks because she knows the barman.
Yeah.
Great stuff. She then gets locked and falls asleep at the table. Standard enough. We've all been there. You know, I have, so I can't
We're
judge.
We're not going to throw stones.
No, exactly. There'll be no judgment there. Yeah. Then she wakes up and your one's wig is gone, so she's crying. Right? So the dancing queen is crownless.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? ABBA.
Yeah, no, I'm enjoying it.
Okay, I thought
you're
that was...
on a roll. Oh, yeah, sorry.
So then she, Linda Martin there. So, okay, if it was a Linda Martin gig, it must have been a big room. Okay, so it can certainly hold 6 or 7 people. So it was obviously a very, very large photocopying room. No. So anyway, they're in, yeah, they're at this place.
Yeah.
Then she starts, what was it? She starts crying. Then it's all chaos.
It's just
and then what? She has a black eye. I love the way she's
swung around the room.
No, but I love the way she has a black eye, just calls into work, doesn't go, yeah, I wonder how I got the black eye. And then they're like, oh, by the way, this is why. How many black eyes?
This is a regular occurrence, obviously.
Do you know what I mean? Fucking Michael Tyson in the mid-90s. Frank Bruno, like, do you know what I mean? Frank Bruno, what I mean? Like, just completely outrageous.
This is totally on them.
It's totally on them. And then walking off the bus with the wig stuck to the toe. Merry fucking Christmas. A bit of tinsel out the handbag.
Gone.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah.
I respect it, but outrageous.
Yeah, no, look. Yeah, that's on them.
One more. Let's go.
Yeah.
So we went out for our Christmas dinner and our CEO was at the other end of the table from me. And I'm a vegetarian, which he took great dislike to from the get-go, but I saw him cut off a piece of a steak, stand up, and he frog marched down to me and held it under my nose, demanding that I eat it. What's wrong with a little piece of meat? Do you not like any meat in your life? Is this the only time you don't eat meat? And this went on and on. He thought he was absolutely hilarious. In the end, he gave up and left it down on my plate, obviously, and walked back down and sat down.
Brilliant. There's honestly nothing, there is nothing more fragile or pathetic than a middle-aged man caring about vegans.
Yes.
It is so profoundly uninteresting to me, the concept of just talking about meat.
Yeah.
Masculinity.
It's not a character, it's not a, like, character.
Yeah, it's not a personality.
Personality.
It's not,
even,
you know, meat, beards.
It's the most douchey thing ever.
Meat, beards, bellends. Do you know what I mean, though? Weird single bellends,
yes,
uploading videos of their willies to the office Facebook group. Caring about somebody else's not eating of meat is so, it's so embarrassing.
Yes.
It's really embarrassing. On the list of things that, like, there's a certain subset of middle-aged men and it's like, they are enraged that there are other people who don't want meat. They are enraged that, oh, you can't say anything anymore. Just don't be racist.
Yeah.
Is it that much? Is that, oh, you can't fucking say anything to these birds these days. Well, that's part of it. It's the calling them birds and it's also you in a restaurant saying, how are you, babes? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To some, like, that's the problem, bro. It's not, this. You can't say anything. No, you can say anything, but you might be held accountable for the things that you say.
Yeah.
So
the problem is these lads think they're so charming. They think they're gas crack and they're just fucking losers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, said, somebody came over a barbecue on the weekend. She says she's a vegetarian. I said, fucking not in here, you're not.
Yeah.
Not in my house, you're not. You either meat, eat, or you fuck off. Brilliant, you meat, eat.
Yeah. I was going to let it go.
I wasn't. I hate myself now. That's the end of my week. I'll be thinking about that till next Tuesday. Bollocks.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Have I done an S?
No, because obviously Kate being vegetarian.
Oh, here we go.
No.
We get it. We get it.
And owning a vegan leather. No. Yeah. No. There is this weird thing. People are like kind of protective over meat.
So wait, she is a vegetarian?
Yeah.
So why do you have a video on your phone, Kate chowing meat?
Mark.
V2 and V3. What is that?
Mark.
In CapCut.
You're better than that. Okay. go meet me, you cunt. You ginger cunt.
Oh, fuck. You just can't.
No.
Your lovely, beautiful fiancé.
You just held your baby.
She certainly didn't mind mincing. Brilliant. 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 To butcher. Butchering all that is beautiful. Fuck it, I'm going home.
Yeah.
Let's go. Thank you so much for listening to the weekly roast office party Christmas special. You are the greatest thing about the show, and it wouldn't have grown to the extent that it has over the last year if it wasn't for you. So genuinely, thank you so much. You know what to do. If you like listening to us every week, click like or subscribe or follow wherever you're listening to your podcast right now, whether it's Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, perverts if you listen there, or Amazon freaks, do you know what I mean, complete freaks, or the Go Loud player,
legends
to the both of you. Use the Go Loud player to consume your podcast. Tune in every single week, and you can follow Mystery Mick on Instagram at Michael O'Malley. My goal is to get him to 5,000 followers before Christmas, so make his Christmas wish come true. Mm-hmm. Because baby, all he wants for Christmas is to be in line with Bonnie Blue. And I'm on Instagram at Megan Mark, and furthermore, it's the last chance you can get some merch, justgoodstuff.ie. It's the season of goodwill, it's the season of giving, so the prices will remain 100% from now until Christmas.
Brilliant.
So just enjoy that. No, I'm joking. Anyway, happy Christmas. The season is on us. If you have any suggestions on what you want roasted over the next few weeks, let me know. I'm going to have to take one of the weeks off. Well, one of the Wednesdays off, because we're bringing Rosie out of Ireland if we get our passport in time. So aside from that, I'll see you very soon. Thanks a million. Mind yourselves. Chat to you.
Mark Megan's Weekly Roast. Proudly supported by Cialis for Men. Struggling with erectile dysfunction? It's nothing to be ashamed of. Cialis for Men 10mg film-coated tablets, which contains tadalafil, is now available without prescription. Just a quick, discreet chat with your pharmacist, in person or online, can help. Find it at pharmacies nationwide or visit www.cialisformen.ie for more details. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity, always read the label.